USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in Gullierville, Tennessee, near Memphis, decided to use a robot to approach a suspect's car after a shooting. One person is dead and 12 others were wounded. The police say the suspect apparently died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police Chief Dale Lane says they're still investigating.
What we have to make sure is that there's no one else involved in this, and the more information we release, the more we compromise potential investigation going forward.
The motive for the shooting at a Kroger supermarket is not yet known. The legal team for Derek Chauvin, who was convicted earlier this year of murdering George Floyd, says he's now formally filed an appeal of his murder and manslaughter conviction. The House subcommittee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot has subpoenaed four advisors of former President Trump, including his chief of staff, Mark Meadows, and former advisor Steve Bannon.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
More officials are going to be testifying on the Afghan withdrawal. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
Next week, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley will testify before Congress on the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst says the administration is leaving behind Americans still in the country.
This administration is acting as if we are done with Afghanistan. We are done getting Americans out.
Ernst continuing on Fox News by saying there will be questions about the U.S. soldiers who were killed near the Kabul airport during the evacuation.
We lost 13 souls, those brave service members, in the last few days of this haphazard withdrawal. We need to know and understand what has happened.
The 13 service members were killed in a suicide bombing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
Greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
After months of negotiations, the bipartisan police reform talks have ended. USA's Lance Pry reports.
U.S. Senator Tim Scott accused Democrats of squandering a critical opportunity to complete police reform Wednesday.
It was really whether or not the penalties for cooperating or doing what was mandated, those were takeaways. So in other words, you were going to lose grant money.
Democrat Congresswoman Karen Bass of California on CNN claims Senator Scott is the reason negotiations broke down.
The Senator Booker and I were very optimistic because Senator Scott seemed as though he really wanted to see reform take place. So I think he just had a terrible time getting to yes.
A federal court has issued an arrest warrant for Brian Laundrie, whom police are seeking in the aftermath of his fiancée's death in a Wyoming national park, according to the FBI. The U.S. District Court of Wyoming issued the arrest warrant after a federal grand jury indicted Laundrie, 23, on a single count of unauthorized access to a debit card and two bank accounts. The North Point Police Department in Florida has named Laundrie a person of interest in the death of Gabby Petito, whose body was found in Grand Teton National Park on Sunday. Laundrie and Petito traveled from their shared home in Florida to New York before they were set to visit national parks out in July. Laundrie returned to the home in North Point, where his parents live, on September 1st without her. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.